Hello everyone, thank you all for coming to this talk. My name is Nishant Srivastava and I'm an Android engineer working here in Berlin. Today I'll be talking about Compose for Desktop. But even before we start jumping into Compose for Desktop, maybe the question is, where did it all start from? What's the actual origin of this? Well, as most of you who are probably working in the mobile domain would know about, there's a new technology that Google came up with, and this one is called Jetpack Compose. Basically, Google wanted to do something different with the UI framework, so they started exploring something else that they could have worked out. So what is Jetpack Compose? Well, Jetpack Compose is a modern toolkit that is heavily inspired by what React.js was doing, or React as a framework was doing, and then you have also seen something similar in Flutter framework if you have had a look at that. It's mostly a declarative and reactive UI framework used to simplify the UI development. And best of all, it's basically using Kotlin language. It's completely built around that. So you have almost all the functionalities that you would get from Kotlin language, declarative and providing more functionality in terms of how you write this UI in a simpler and much more concise manner is all possible because you are using Kotlin language. The important point though is that it's currently in alpha stage. So I think it's in alpha 10 right now. It's not reached the complete stability, but we would probably see this sooner. I would say maybe by this year end or something, we might see some beta version of it come out. So how do you even start working with Jetpack Compose? So if you are using Android Studio, what you do is that you basically just go ahead and start a new project. In Android Studio also, something that I almost forgot to mention is that you need to use the Canary build, which is the bleeding edge of Android Studio. Once you have that and you start a new project, you have the option of choosing empty compose activity. What this will do is that it will kind of set up all your dependencies and everything that you need, and it will set up a bare bone Android project which you could compile to an emulator. So what is the core part of this Jetpack Compose? Well, Jetpack Compose in general is going to allow you to have access to some declarative UI widgets that you could basically just mention, and you don't have to write XML code or anything. Okay, what this means is that you kind of create composable functions. The way you write it down is that you create a standard function as you would do in Kotlin, and then you annotate it with a composable annotation. Inside it, you use specific declarations that you would use to define a certain widget. So for example, earlier in XML, you would be doing something called text view, but now you just do text and then you pass in a text value to it. So it's a bit different from what you would do, but all of your code is now in Kotlin. You're writing a UI code also in Kotlin. If you had to use this, you would, in your main activity, go ahead and set the content to this composable function. And what this will do is that you're basically saying, instead of setting the content of an XML file, now you're saying my composable function is what will draw the UI for me. Okay, and that's where the content exists. So when you run this application, you would see a blank white screen, which has hello world text written on the top left corner. So that you can do, that's one way of doing it. But there's also a different functionality that Jetpack Compose comes up with, and this one is called the preview functionality. Basically what it allows you to do is that you can, in your Android Studio, in your IDE itself, you can see the preview of the widget that you have defined, the composable function that you have defined, without even compiling or building anything. It does the rendering for you inside the IDE. So the way that you do it is that, again, you create another function. This is separate from what your actual composable function was. And you create this one called some sort of a preview function, right? So we can define it as fun default preview. And then we say that there's an application theme to it, so that we have something like a setup color scheme for it. And then you pass the actual composable function to it. Notice there is an extra annotation on top of this, and this one is called @preview. And basically saying that you can pass some more arguments to it by saying show background true, false, or some other arguments that you would want to pass. But basically it's defining how your preview is going to look like. But that's Jetpack Compose. Okay. The important point up till now is that everything that we have been discussing is something that Google has been building for some time. But what needs to be made clear is that Jetpack Compose is not completely a UI framework. Somehow the naming is so hard and things are like so difficult to name nowadays that you end up like this. But basically Jetpack Compose is a Compose compiler plugin, and then there is a Compose UI framework on top of it. So in general, there's like a common framework that we can think of, which is kind of doing all these transformations. So what does this Compose compiler plugin is doing? Well, Compose compiler plugin in general, what it's trying to do is it's trying to do incremental changes to your view hierarchy. Like once your view is drawn, it's gonna make some sort of like calculations, and it will try to like figure out when a certain state changes and what one particular part is gonna change. It's gonna do incremental changes to your UI, versus what was earlier is that if you made a change in your UI in say an XML based system, you will have to reload the whole or redraw the whole UI again. But that's not what's happening here. Compose is kind of doing some sort of like diffing. It's trying to calculate the change and only making that small change update. But that's the compiler's work. It's kind of like gonna figure things out, and it's gonna write specific code for you. On top of which, there's a Jetpack Compose, which in my case, I would say that it's very specific to Android. And this is what ideally is what Jetpack Compose is. It's split into two different parts. There's a Compose compiler plugin, and then there's a Jetpack Compose for Android. Now here comes the different section here. So the section here is that because the Compose compiler plugin is doing most of the work, wherein the UI widgets are sitting on the Jetpack Compose side, what it means is that right now it's targeting Android, right? You can draw some UI on the Android system, but there's definitely a possible that you could use this compiler plugin to build something else for a different target. In this case, you could actually have gone to build for Compose for desktop, which is totally possible. So this is how it looks like. There's a Compose compiler plugin, which is common between Android and Compose for desktop, as what we are gonna call. And what it's gonna do is that it's gonna do most of the calculation, the algorithmic, the diffing, and all that change detection, state management, and everything. It's gonna do inside itself. But how this gets targeted on a certain platform, for example Android and desktop, is going to be decided by this specific framework. That brings us to Compose for desktop, which is the main topic of this presentation. So Compose for desktop is everything that you actually saw that I mentioned for Jetpack Compose for Android has, but it's also a simplified desktop UI development. So it's kind of trying to take what it people learned while building it for Android. They're trying to bring this down to desktop UI development. For now, it only targets JVM. The lead developer for this, I think I read somewhere, mentioned that this is the reason it's doing that right now is because it's part of the plan of like how the roadmap would go for JetBrains, who is basically building all